Greetings to shortwave listeners around the world, no matter where you may be. You are tuned to the Australian DX Report, coming to you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This is Bob Padula on behalf of the Electronic DX Press Radio Monitoring Association with another roundup of shortwave station news concerning world broadcasting. And a reminder that all times, days and dates in our programs are in UTC.
We'll begin our program this time with our information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, in New South Wales, here in Australia, concerning solar activity. The latest available information from the IPS is that solar activity is fluctuating between low and moderate. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has been hovering between 142, that's 142, and 145, 145. And the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has been fluctuating between 96 and 99. Now, those levels of fluctuation are expected to continue in the immediate future, even though we're now at the plateau, or on the plateau, of solar cycle 24. This present solar cycle is expected to continue until about November of next year. So that's another 12 months' time before the new cycle will start. Now, we have some information now concerning shortwave broadcasting schedules, and we're moving into the new transmission season. That's the B12 transmission season, and already international broadcasting stations are making frequency changes. First of all, Greece. The schedule of the Voice of Greece programs in Greek show these programs. Between 12:50 and 18:50 on 15630, intended for reception in Australia and South Asia. And 12:50 to 0900 on 9420 for reception in Europe and North America. And between 18:55 and 22:50 on 15650 to Central Europe and Southern Europe, and 22:55 to 0250 on the same frequency, 15650 to Central America and South America. And 22:55 to 0900, right through on 7475 to Western Europe and North America. And 0255 to 0900 on 11645 to North Africa and the Near and Middle East. Now, Radiophonica's Stathmos Makedonios in Greek, it's using the network, the nomenclature of ERT3. This broadcasts from the same transmitting site as the Voice of Greece, that's Avalos, and its schedule is 12:50 to 16:50 on 9935 and 16:55 to 22:50 on 7450. And those programs are to Western Europe and North America. Now, France, Radio Algérienne uses facilities brokered from the, or leased from, the French broadcasting system TDF from transmitting site at Issoudun in France, and some of the frequencies are as follows. On 5865 from 0400 to 0558, programs in French and Arabic to Northwest Africa. And on 7295, 0500 to 0558 in Arabic to Northwest Africa. And 7495, 2200 to 2258 in Arabic to Northwest Africa. And in the 25 metre band, 11955 from 1800 to 1858 to Central Africa in Arabic. There's another frequency in the 25 metre band used, that's 11775. It's on the air between 1900 and 2000 with French and Arabic. And 2000 to 2100, another service, also 11775 in French and Arabic. So those are some details of the new schedule for Radio Algérienne, broadcasting from facilities in Issoudun in France. Now, South Korea. The winter schedule of Korean Broadcasting System World Radio via relay stations provided by the French system TDF, 0100 to 0158 on 11635 from the transmitter at Monsignery in French Guiana, broadcasting in Spanish, intended for Peru. And 2000 to 2058 on 5950 from the transmitter at Issoudun in France, in French to Northwest Africa. Now, Taiwan. Some more frequencies for Radio Taiwan International via the TDF relay in Issoudun and French Guiana. First of all, Issoudun frequencies include 15180, 1400 to 1458 in Russian, and 15485, 1600 to 1658 to Southeast Asia in English, and 1800 to 1858 on 3965, that's in the 75 metre band in English to the United Kingdom, and from the French Guiana station at Monsignery on 11995, transmission 0200 to 0300 to South America in Spanish. Now, Lithuania, transmitting facility at Sitkunai. It's broken at various international stations, and programs include the following. Radio Japan, NHK in Russian, uses Lithuania, 0430 to 0500 on 6115, it's in Russian. And Radio Free Asia in Tibetan uses Lithuania, 1000 to 1100 on 9690 in Tibetan, and in the same language from 2300 to midnight on 9875. Now, Russia. The schedule of Tatarstan Wave station broadcasting from the Moscow area, from Samara actually, in Tatar and Russian. Schedule is as follows, 0410 to 0500 on 11895 to the Far East, and that's the frequency which replaces 15105. And 0610 to 0700 on 9710 to Russia, and 0810 to 0900 on 11610 to Western Europe. Now, Radio Rossi in Russian, the B12 schedule shows these frequencies from Moscow. 0400 to 0700 on 9840 to Western Europe. 0725 to 1200 on 12075, also to Western Europe. And again, 1225 to 1500 on 7310. And 1525 to 2100 on 5905. Now, the American based religious station, the Overcomer Ministry, carrying Brother Stair programs, it operates on various international relays, and some of these are as follows. From Tigernesti in Romania on 7290. From 2000 to 2100 to Western Europe. And via Yerevan in Armenia on 15565, 1100 to 1300 to the Far East. And also from Yerevan on 11900 from 1500 to 1800 to the Near and Middle East. And from Sofia in Bulgaria on 9700 from 1900 to 2200 to Western Europe, and that's a new transmission and a new frequency. and it also broadcasts via Wertachtel in Germany on 9835 between 1900 and 2000 to Northwest Africa. There's a program from the Overcomer Ministry using the other American station WWRB on 3185 in the 90 meter band. It operates between midnight and 1300 to northeastern America. Now, some monitoring notes made here in Melbourne recently. There's been plenty of activity in our sunrise period at around 1900. That's 1900 UTC, which is 6 a.m. our time here in Melbourne, on the 13, 15, 17 and 21 megahertz bands. And despite low solar activity, long path maximum usable frequencies from Europe, the Middle East, Africa and short path from the Americas and Asia are currently holding up well in this time span. Here's some information of recent observations made by myself. 13590 Christian Vision Communications, the religious station at Lusaka in Zambia. This is at 1900. Vatican Radio relaying the Voice of America from the Santa Maria de Galleria transmitting station on 13625. Programs in African languages, including Tigrinya, from 1900 to closing at 1930. And 13730, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in English, to closing at 1930. 16 meter band, some interesting reception at 1900 through until 2000. 17625, Radio Cairo, Egypt, in the full day language, to closing at 2000. 17670, All India Radio, Delhi, English, to signing off at 1945, and 17885, the BBC from the Ascension Island relay station broadcasting in Hausa at 1900. And in the 13 metre band, 21630, World Harvest Radio International in English, to closing at 2000. And 19 metres, we note 15275, Deutsche Welle, Kigali in Rwanda in English at 1900. Spanish Foreign Radio from Madrid on 15110 in Spanish. Radio Oman on 15140 in Arabic. And the Voice of America on 15225 in French. And finally, Radio Marti from Greenville, USA on 15330 in Spanish. So interesting reception in our mornings at around 1900 to 2000, and those sort of conditions should continue in the immediate future.
And that's all in our program this time. So this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us. Good DX, and goodbye for now. See you soon.